Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Welcome to the show, Blood River Radio. This is not Eddie Miller. He's off running a race. This is Matt Goodwin, and I welcome back our co-host, Winston Smith, filling in tonight. Welcome back, Winston.
My pleasure and my privilege and my honor to be here, Matt. It's been a good evening so far.
So we have some great guests lined up this hour, and when they come on, I'm going to have you fire off the first questions to them about what's going on. But in the meantime, I've got some articles I want to talk about. Like I said in the first hour, I don't feel like it's our forte to be political pundits. That's not necessarily – I think there's better qualified people. There's other people that do this. But from time to time, there's articles that come across that I feel like no one else is going to talk about a certain issue, and I feel like I need to comment about it. And this one such instance just recently happened. This is an article. I've got a few articles to talk about, but I'm going to link it to current events. This is an article from Haritz Publication, and it says, "What is a little anti-Semitism among friends?" It's written by Noah Osterreicher, and it says, "One who sleeps with orange dogs will wake up among brown shirts infested with fleas. Israel's bond with the Trump administration is in itself an anti-Semitic conspiracy." So this is an opinion piece they come out with, and they started out strong about what their position is on Trump, the orange man, that when we lie down with Trump, we get infested with brown shirts and we get infested with fleas. So white Americans, they're calling you mongrel dogs infested with fleas for supporting Trump. Now it says you cannot separate, it goes on to say, you cannot separate white supremacy from anti-Semitism. It doesn't matter how much the Israeli and American right try to launder it, or how many hundreds of millions of dollars Sheldon Adelson contributes to the Republican candidate. Why should racist Republicans even accept donations from Jews? Because Jews are good for one thing, their money. It goes on to talk about the Democrats are never did anti-Semitism come up under Democratic rule, because Jews definitely support them. And then it goes on to talk about why should Jews keep supporting Donald Trump, and they answer it. They say because a little bit later, they say because Donald Trump doesn't care that Israel is forcibly ruling over millions of Palestinians lacking in any rights. When we discuss the price of occupation, we have to remember this too. This was a huge opinion piece that shows that they are proclaiming that they control our Democratic politicians. They control our Republican politicians. They even control Donald Trump and his regime. But then they ask the question, why should they keep supporting Trump? Because he's a nationalist. He even said so himself. But I'm going to bring up another article. And this is going somewhere. Just bear with me. This article happened in July 10th, 2018, by Adam Raz. And this also was out of Haritz. It says, "How the writer of Israel's anthem fought capitalism in 1890s America. Poet Naftali Herz Imber is best known for penning the words to Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem. But at the end of the 19th century, he was warning Americans about the dangers of capitalism and families like the Rothschilds." Here they are. Not only do they say that they are controlling the Republican Party, they say they've controlled the Democratic Party. And a few months ago, they claimed that they controlled nationalism and early nationalism all the way to Donald Trump. The article goes on to talk about how Naftali Herz Imber, what led the movement that led to Donald Trump. Remember the opinion piece, though. They're questioning why support Donald Trump. And they answered it because Donald Trump ignores them killing all the Palestinians and ignores their occupation. So I want to ask a very good question. Jews, are you just accepting the good things in our society? Are you willing to accept only the good things? Or are you saying because you control all of our leadership, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the nationalist movement, Are you saying that you are responsible for everything that's going on in our society? I want somebody to answer that. Please, are you behind the great STD epidemic that's rolling over America, the crime rates that are skyrocketing, the occupation employment rates that are plummeting? Are you behind the mass shootings? Are you behind a white nationalist shooting that goes into a synagogue and kills 11 Jews? Please, I want a rabbi to answer this. I want the state of Israel. I want any congressional lobby that has the Jews involved and the Jewish interest involved. Answer this. I want anyone, in fact, who has the guts to stand up and say they're Jewish and believe they have an answer to this. Answer that question. Are you accepting responsibility for only the good things in America, or are you accepting responsibility for all of it because all of your publications say you are behind the money behind it all? Please answer this. Have the guts to stand up and answer this. And not adding to this, what do you think about that, Winston?
Matt, as you started talking, I was reminded of a headline for an article that I saw earlier this week. And the headline reads this: Has Israel effectively colonized the United States? And the first couple paragraphs goes on to explain colonization with a special emphasis on the British colonization of India under the Raj. And then it goes on to say, in a similar vein, Israel today is in the process of colonizing the United States, which is vital to its global projection and exercise of power. The steps Israel is taking are visible to all, as was the case with British designs on India, and yet it is remarkably difficult to connect the dots while such a takeover is in process, or to do anything about it. And the author goes on to say that colonization does not mean total control of everything, but he immediately says it means total control of what matters. And that's a good point. He goes on to explain the things that matters, wealth and media. The next subtitle is The Media Matters, Establishing Beliefs and Narratives.
Complicating this issue, let me bring up another article. It says on this article comes out of Veterans Today, and it was written October 12, 2018. David Duke meets Jared Taylor and Michael Hart. There has been a growing divide in the white nationalist circles and people that say they support our people. This growing divide is huge. It's as big as the Grand Canyon. There's people on one side that want to talk about our masterful overlords who declare themselves our rulers, the Jewish question. And then there's many in the white nationalist circles who don't want to even touch that issue. Now, when the Jews themselves have said they're behind nationalist movements, it begs to question, could some of these people be involved and be receiving the 30 pieces of silver to betray their own? Seems like to me, you go to Chuck E. Cheese, there's a giant dancing rat in the middle of the room. It's really hard to not talk about the giant dancing rat, don't you think?
I'll have to take your word for that. I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
there's many people that want to pretend like this isn't happening, and they admit that it's happening themselves. All right, we'll be right back, people. The music's starting, and we'll bring on our first guest.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Welcome back to Blood River. Winston, earlier we were talking about things that can help our people out, and our guests on the show today are at an event that is specifically designed to help our people out. I'm going to introduce Rich Hamlin. Are you with us for now?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. Explain to Winston where you are and kind of what's going on, and then I'm going to let Winston fire off the first questions. Y'all take it.
All right. Well, I'm sitting here on the balcony of the Montgomery Bell State Park Resort Hotel, having just concluded the 11th Southern National Congress. It's a group that I'm a member of the Tennessee delegation. And we are meeting to plot out a strategy to eventually lead that will lead to our independence and the protection of our southern way of life and our southern states. We've had a great day. I managed to get myself elected vice chairman of the convention. So
congratulations.
Yeah, we'll have Gene Andrews to thank for that. But all in all, it's been a good day. We've done some productive things. I'll bring David O. Jones on, who's the chairman, later to talk more about the agenda and some of the things we accomplished, and as well as to put out a call for delegates for the next conference. It's going to be approximately a year from now, and we haven't determined the location yet.
Rich, Winston Smith here. I have to confess, this is all news to me, and I would really have liked to have known about it quite some time ago. First, can you tell our listeners where they can find out more information?
Yes, they can go to the website, which is snc.org, I believe, and click on it, and you can find an application there to get more information and become a candidate to become a delegate for the next convention. We're planning on having periodic video conference meetings throughout the year in anticipation of the next convention and then or the next Congress, and then we will there will be a monthly or a bi-monthly newsletter with Southern events and everything, and we are gearing toward establishing a roadmap and passing resolutions and such and suggestions for our state legislatures to take action to help ensure to reestablish liberty for the states, because there really is really isn't a whole lot now, and we're talking about monetary independence and you know, cultural independence as well as political independence.
So, Rich, you said vice chairman. You've elected the vice chairman. What would be your responsibilities at that point?
What is? Oh, I got a slight correction to make. It's thesnc.org is the website.
Okay.
Yeah. My duties will be to step, you know, to fill in for the chairman when he's absent. We're a small organization now. We started out at a big bang, at the first two conferences, and then the momentum died out, and other things intervened, such as continued wars and the recession and all this kind of stuff that happened with the housing crunch. And we're just now getting back on our feet and trying to reestablish ourselves as a viable organization. There's some good folks here. You know quite a few of them. There's a lot of members, people that have been active in the Southern heritage movements and Southern political movements for a long time.
Winston?
Oh, I'm trying to find the website, but I'm not having much luck.
Try thesnc.org.
Well, here's the problem. I don't have an internet connection right now.
So, Rich, yes. I have a question, another one. You said it's y'all are going to have video conferences and things like that. Is this an open invite to the general public event?
Well, we have support from people that are outside of the South. We're directed primarily of the states of the old Confederacy. And it's because we think that those still maintain, even in these times, a sort of unified culture, which is rapidly going away. And we're trying to encourage people to hang on to their roots and hang on to the things that are good about the South and to plot the way forward, because we don't think that the future of the United States is looking too good. But we welcome support from all over the country, and we've received support from around the country, but it's primarily... as far as membership goes, it's directed at the Southern states.
But is it open membership? Like, can anyone in the Southern state just come on and
anyone that's a good character and so on can participate? We don't turn anybody away.
All right.
They even let me in.
I have to say, this is rather fascinating. I was wholly unaware of this thing.
They even let you in. Right.
Yeah.
Say that again?
Well, keep going, Winston.
You said you were going to have somebody on earlier to explain what happened today and the agenda and all that?
Right. The chairman of the Congress is standing by, and as well as another fellow delegate whom the audience probably already knows, Gene Andrews, and he's standing here to give his take on things, but... all in all, it's been a very productive day. Everybody's fired up, and we've got our work cut out for us, and we're trying to spread the word around, and part of that is going through this program here.
Who was kind of the brainchild behind this organization? Because I think it's a really valid thing for our people to take note of. And where did it kind of start, originate, and who started it?
Well, it's all the people that started the organization, with the exception of David, maybe one or two others have left the movement. So we've got a new crop of people, and some of the stalwarts are still here, and we've got a base to build from. I've been involved with it since, let's see, when was the first one I went to? It was 9 or 10 years ago, and we had probably a couple hundred people, excuse me, in attendance. But for one reason or another, people got involved in other things. It's kind of, you know, the momentum's dissipated, just like it does at everything. Everything's cyclical, it seems like. But we're trying to do our best to revive this one and take it forward. And
what can we do to help you? Is this something that donations are accepted or
certainly
people...
certainly donations are welcome. And that's the mother's milk of politics. The SNC is set up as a PAC, as a political action committee. So that's how we report to the federal government. It's how we stay on the radar and above board. Everything's meticulously accounted for, and we keep minutes and records and all of this kind of stuff. So yes, donations are helpful. Becoming a member, getting organized and getting active in your state delegations, We've got several states that are dormant now that we need people in, and so we're in the building phase just like any other movement is, and we need help of all manner of that, talented people. There are good people here, and it's like every organization, we need new blood and young members.
Rich, excuse me. Now I want people to understand exactly what this is about. You're not looking to overthrow the U.S. government or anything like that. You're not looking to exercise violence.
No, we don't advocate any of that sort. Like I said, we are seeking to influence the political process to achieve our goals. Anything else would be dishonorable and suicidal, to be quite honest.
Indeed. I think people need to understand we are pacifist in the sense that that's the example our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave us, frankly. And so I think I advocate that in all aspects of life.
Right. We have the right on
it. We have resolutions. Keep going.
I say we have the right on our side. So, I mean, we do the honorable thing, and we'll pursue our goals by all honorable means.
Well, Rich, I hear the music, and we have some more guests to come. Just get them ready to go.
All right. Good talking to you. I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher Certify, and it shed light on a century-old certification in industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on.
Welcome back. So we've been talking to guests from the Southern National Congress, and we got another one to come on and tell us more about it. Who's up next?
Matt, this is Gene Andrews. Good to talk
to
you again,
buddy. How are you? Yeah,
I'm
good
doing
to talk
great.
With you. So first off, let me give a little moment of a eulogy. We had both had a friend that we both knew who passed away recently, Boots. He was a great man and a good worker and a caretaker at the Bedford Forest Home. And I just wanted to let you know that I heard about it, and I was really sad to hear it. He was a good man for our cause. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, Buford Boots Nix lived down there at the Forest Home, and he was sort of our security caretaker, grounds maintenance man, did a lot of things out there. And he just moved out there voluntarily when the SCV, Sons of Confederate Veterans, first acquired the home. And he lived in a little trailer out there that was about 6 feet square, and stayed there to take care of the place. And then finally got a big full-size trailer. And he did a lot of work out there, did a lot of work promoting the home, had it open for visitors when they'd come in off the road, just drive up the driveway and give them a tour. And he did a great job out there. We really missed him a lot.
He was. He had a good sense of humor, and he was a good worker, and he was a good man. Tell his family that we at Blood River wish our prayers and thoughts during this hard time, and give our condolences. So,
well, thank you very much. We'll pass that on for you. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. So you're at the SNC. Tell us what your opinions are, and did you opt for Rich to become the vice chairman? Kind of start with there. Where our last guest
well,
was.
Well, Rich is a very intelligent person, knows a lot about history, a lot about current events, delves into the background of all these issues. And he's not one of these people that's swayed by junior high school history. He can tell you why things happen. And I've gotten arguments with liberals all the time, and they say, well, you're bad because you don't like this group of people, or you're bad because you don't like this group of people. I said, no, I don't dislike any group of people. It's the action. And I always remind them, remember your high school physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So when some group does something, another group is going to get back at them for what they did. And so what we are doing in the Southern National Congress, I think, is getting back to our Southern roots, our Southern history, our Southern heritage, and rejecting a lot of this modernization, New World Order, all this garbage that's been dumped on us and told us we have to get with the program. And I think the Southern National Congress, is the way I look at it, is giving an option to the Southern people when the axis of evil empire collapses. And that's not being anti-American. It's not being, trying to tear down the U.S. The United States has become an empire. And if you just look at history, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, the Soviet Empire, eventually empires collapse. They expand too far, too much military around the world, and they just implode on themselves from the inside. So I think the Southern National Congress would then give the Southern people say, okay, look, that empire's gone away. Here's something you need to look at. This is what the country should have been and was given to us back in the 1700s, and we've thrown it away since then.
Well said. I'm going to ask one more question, then I'm going to allow Winston his question. So what's your specific role at the SNC?
I think they brought me in to say, well, you can't be as bad off as Andrews. you can ask dumb questions, and you'll never ask one as tough as he does. I don't have to tell you that. You knew that a long time ago.
All right, so you're the example. All right, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Napoleon's private, you know. Get it by him. Anybody can figure it out. No, I, just as a delegate and as a Tennessean, and just maybe throw a little history in there, and you know how much an interest we all have in our Southern history and Southern culture, and try to bring that up. David Jones has done a fantastic job of this and organization and putting it all together. And we're all indebted to him to keeping this alive and keeping it going. And when you're head of any volunteer organization, it is a major headache to try to get everybody working together. It's like herding cats or putting toothpaste back in a tube. It's a almost impossible task. But David has done a great job of it, and he deserves all the credit for what's been going on here in the last few years.
Amen. He really does.
All right. I have a question from Eddie Miller. He in the run-up to this broadcast, he texted me several times saying, look, can you get these guys to comment on the so-called caravan that's heading towards our southern border? So I want to be able to tell Eddie, I want to be able to honestly tell Eddie that I put the question to you. So what are your thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, it's a payoff. I mean, these people are paid to do that. It's organized. It's the globalists, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the Israeli mafia, whatever it is. They're being provided with transportation, with money. I mean, you don't cross all the way across Central America and all the way across Mexico just by picking up empty beer cans along the road and selling them for the money. You know, that's a major undertaking, and for several reasons. One, to violate the sovereignty of this country, but number two, it's to anything they can do to make the president of the United States look bad. These people that are anti-Trump people will lie, they will manipulate the news, they control the news, so they're going to manipulate the news. I've gotten to the point, it's really hard to watch the news at night because everything that happens is Trump's fault. The days are getting shorter, and they tell us that's probably Trump's fault, that the days are getting shorter. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. So I think this is a set-up deal. I think it's going to try to make our country and the president look as bad as they possibly can.
Do you think they're just going to let them in?
I hope not. Here's one of the resolutions that was passed at the Southern National Congress. The Southern National Congress urges the individual states and the federal government to accept their responsibility to secure our borders from illegal entry by foreign aliens. We demand that this be achieved by either diplomatic or military means. And that's our feeling. That's what we need to do. Just shut it down.
I fail to see how the people who organized this with the intent of embarrassing President Trump or making conservatives look bad, how is that going to change anyone's mind? Do they really expect that it's going to convert people to the left? This is an ill-conceived ploy, and it's really not going to do anything. There might be some international value to it on their side, but Americans, we see, I think all Americans see exactly what this is. It is just a ploy to try to embarrass President Trump and try to make conservatives look heartless. And you know, maybe it's a test. Maybe it was organized and sent our way just to see if we would have the wherewithal to take decisive action against it.
The article I read earlier, the reason the Jews hate the Trump is because Trump points to nationalism. Bringing in these caravans of people is a chunk the ball Hail Mary attempt to destroy nationalism before it becomes a bigger movement than it already is. Nationalism has been growing, and they hate that because nationalism makes Americans ask, who's that man wearing the mask? That's what nationalism points to. There's a man wearing the mask. When we make the mask fall off, all that's behind it is the grinning, ugly, staring face of Marxism. And that's what's staring back at us. And that's our job as nationalists, is to wake our people up and make them see what's behind the mask. What do you think, Gene?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is just their latest attempt. Surprisingly enough, it's coming right before the midterm elections. That's no coincidence. They're going to try any, well, as you said, this is their last Hail Mary pass right before the election, trying to hang the ball up in the end zone and hope it'll get tipped and somebody will catch it down there. But it is. It's trying to embarrass this country, trying to embarrass the laws that we have to make this a sovereign nation, and trying to just override that with the help of the media, with the help of the lunatic left in Congress, the Democrats, the liberal Democrats. And, well, that's being redundant, liberal Democrat and lunatic. Sorry, I kept repeating myself there. And that's all they've got left. They have no positive ideas. All they can do is tear down what we have in this country. And you look at the lunatic left, you look at a lot of the black organizations, and that's all they can do is tear things down.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you for what y'all are doing, and let's see the next guest coming up in the next segment. Thank you.
Be yes,
right
sir.
Back, folks.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do, at some point you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your 3-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, welcome back to Blood River Radio. This is Matt Goodwin. Winston Smith had to leave us prematurely, and we thank him for being on and has spending the time with us that he was able to. We're continuing on with our guests, our great, wonderful lineup of guests from the Southern National Congress, and I would love to ask, who's the next guest?
David Jones, chairman of the Congress.
David Jones, how are you today?
I am doing fine, feeling good.
Really good. And you say you're chairman. That makes you the top dog, right?
We also catch the whip as it comes down on us.
That's right. Well, thank you for being on the show. It's really a pleasure to have you, and it's really an honor to have you on as the chairman. What policies were introduced this year?
Well, we had resolutions, first of all, to encourage the states to follow the lead of Texas in having their own gold depositories. We also, in order to secure the funds of the states, we also had a resolution on multiple sexes.
I'm supposing this is the anti-PC resolution, right?
Well, it's basically the last line says the Southern National Congress denounces any politician or government official who would support any additional sexes or identification other than male or female. At the same time, we will hold them up to ridicule for the absurd lack of faith and or ignorance of scientific fact or scientific knowledge. So we're just doing a full frontal assault on them, saying, you're an idiot.
This is phenomenal, because it's funny how much they pull these weird lab coat scientists out of the woodwork, and they say there's more than, you know, possibly more than two sexes. But according to all biologists in the field and doctors, they all say there's only two.
Yeah, you got an XX or an XY chromosome. I mean, it's your male or female, and that's it.
Surgery does not modify DNA.
No, so. We can have Bruce Jenner turn into something else on the outside, but he's still Bruce Jenner on the inside. He cannot defeat that.
Right, and I just think on an earlier show I talked about just people denying truth, and I think that's what that is. What about you? Romans 1 thing, you know, them denying truth.
Well, yeah, I'm a former pastor, so it is someone who is in total rebellion against God and his created order.
Amen. Absolutely.
I mean, God,
you can't
God
say it ain't
created,
better than that.
God created each one of us unique, an individual. And he did not make a mistake. I don't care what you think or what you feel. He made you male or female. Stick to it.
Right. All right.
Become.
So, I mean, it's almost absurd to me that we're even having these types of conversations. That's how absurd it is to most people. I mean, and still, it is most people. Most people recognize this is not, you know, this is just something crazy off the wall. So let's get back to the gold deposits. I'm really interested in that, because I didn't know about this Texas legislation. What did they do in Texas?
Oh, they passed a resolution or a law a couple of years ago stating that they would establish their own gold depository. And they finally opened this last June, and they contracted with a private company. I mean, this is genius. I love this. They contracted with a private company to hold people's gold. Gold only, not silver, because it takes up too much room. And so anyone can subscribe to or rent a space to store their gold. But the state gets theirs for free.
Yeah.
And so the... So that way, they are going to start turning part of the state reserves and part of their revenue into gold and immediately deposit in their own depository, rather than having it shipped to New York are held in New York at the Federal Reserve Bank there.
And it, and this is phenomenal, because this goes back to the whole concept of gold is real money, and this is states coming out and saying we need our own real money reserves, right? This is this is huge. This is actually getting away from the federal government in a way. It's in its own right. It's getting away from the federal government. I mean, if you have your own reserves, right?
Well, the Southern National Congress is about the states asserting their sovereignty, and each state being independent of independent of dependence upon any federal government program or whatever, so that we want to encourage the states to be financially secure. I know here in Tennessee, we've got a great bond rating because the state is not in debt, but the state has yet to adopt something like a gold depository, which because I'm a resident of Tennessee, I'm going to be working for, the Southern National Congress. And again, the website is thesnc.org. These things which we've done today, they'll be up on the website in the next couple of days. And so it's maybe wait a day before you dial into the website to see the additions and so on. But we really work for the independent sovereignty of the southern states.
This touches an issue we talked about earlier, that you're a slave to who you owe money. How can a state be free when they use the federal government fiat currency and they technically owe them money? So this is beautiful that you've done this.
Yeah, I mean, it is the first step to total independence is you have control of your money. And, of course, privately, individuals ought to be putting a certain amount of their savings into gold and silver. But the state needs to be doing the same thing.
Thank you, David, for coming on our show. We've got one more guest I want to hear from real quick, and if you'll just put her on.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, while we're waiting on her, hey,
Denise, I'm right here. Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. And what was your opinion of the whole SNC this year?
I was really impressed with it. We seemed to kind of really work well together this year, and we got a lot of different resolutions passed through the SNC, and then we went ahead and had elections for new officers for the next year, and it was just a really good time.
Good. And what would you say for anyone that's interested in it?
I would say that if you are interested in trying to change some of the laws on your books in your state, or to influence lawmakers, that this would be the place to do, because he does go through things that would help you, or tells you how to approach them and to what kind of things might be, like we talked today about our voting laws and voting and trying to keep our vote secure. And, that's something that you can go to your county and your state and talk to them about, and how to keep, how safe is our elections, and can they be hacked in? And go from there, and it's things like that, trying to influence your legislator to do things to make us a more free and happy state.
So all in all, have on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of fun did you have today?
Oh, I would say probably a 9.
Nine.
Because I would have had a 10 had I had the right shoes and gotten to take a walk in this beautiful park after we were done, like some of the people did. But
sounds fun. I wish I could have been with y'all, and maybe next year we'll have to do it. Maybe we'll do a live remote broadcast or something.
You know, we would probably enjoy to have you there, you know, and you know a lot of the people that are here, so you would have a good time, and it's a beautiful spot to have it at, and the people were just, you know, we really just worked really well together. We enjoyed each other's fellowship at meals, and so it was really a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you, Janice, for being with us.
And I'm being asked again to remind you that it's the SNC.org.
Good. Fabulous. Thank you all for being part of the show. Go there, listener and audience, and come back to Blood River next week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.